Chapter 1. Portofino lay sparkling below them in the late afternoon sun. With its pastel houses clinging to the steep slopes all the way to the pretty harbour crammed with boats, it was an enchanting place. Leanne forgot all the stress of the long drive on the winding coast road from Nice. She looked at the breathtaking view of the town, the azure sea and cerulean skies, and relaxed, leaning her sweaty back against the leather seat of the red Mercedes convertible. "Stunning," she sighed and pulled out her phone from the glove compartment. Perfect shot for the next blog post. She took a few photos and then paused, staring at the glorious view, trying to take in that they were here, at the start of the next leg of their journey. What a roller coaster ride it had been. Winning all that cash in the lottery and then taking off in a red convertible for a mad road trip was still like a fantasy to Leanne. The drive from Ireland, through Wales and England and on to Amsterdam, Paris and finally the French Riviera, had taken a new, exciting twist with the travel blog they were writing for Women Now magazine. All those women who followed it, cheering them on, being inspired by their great adventure. She smiled and put her phone back. "This is probably the most beautiful view of the whole trip," she said. "Don't you think?" Maddie didn't move or speak. "It's like a dream," she finally mumbled. "This town, this view, incredible."
"A mirage," Leanne said dreamily. "A fairy tale. Or something from one of those 1960s movies with Marcello Mastroianni.
I can imagine Sophia Loren sashaying down the street singing, That's Amore." That was Dean Martin. And Sophia sashayed down the slums of Naples, not Portofino. "I know." Leanne took a few more shots and put away her phone. "Do you always have to be the teacher? Can't we take a break from our jobs for a while? It's such a treat not to have a whole class of teenage girls glaring at us, don't you think?" "Yes, but I like to stick to facts." "Feck your facts. I like to dream a little. I'm sure Sophia sang That's Amore too while making her famous spaghetti sauce. Then she fed it to Marcello and he licked her fingers before they jumped into bed."
"Those two. So sexy.
I used to watch those movies on rainy Sundays when I was a teenager." Maddie sighed.
"Oh yeah, me too. There's been nobody like them ever since."
"No." Maddie turned to Leanne. "I'm glad we left France. Sorry if I rushed you, but it all seemed to happen so fast, all of it. You finding your dad after all these years, my marriage finally ending and me suddenly single, and then your dad being so attractive, his fantastic house in the hills above Nice, and then..." She stopped.
"And then dad and you falling for each other?" Leanne said softly.
"Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise, I must say. Not that he's not very handsome, and you such a hot chick, even at your age." She glanced at Maddie, hoping to cheer her up with her teasing. Maddie smiled.
"Thanks.